Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God our Father and His precious and beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah and Savior, none other than Jesus the Christ. Right here on this fire gospel experience, Jesus the Christ is unashamedly and unequivocally, as well as unapologetically, declared to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. Beloved, I'm here to be a witness that He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful eternal life. He is our only hope and light for this lost, dark, and dying world that we're living in. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspiration, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and that has ever been played. Fire is the broadcast that will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, because God is not a respecter of person. He is just looking for a humble heart to worship him in spirit and in truth. For your and my spiritual inspiration, we will be embracing from the book of Psalms, 100 number of Psalms, 105 and verse 42, where we read, our great God is reciting the event of the children of Abraham from the promises that seemed impossible to how God preserved his people through the miraculous. God proceeds to tell all of their immense hardships through exile, in slavery, and all the atrocities that have been committed against them. He's sharing that to us as well as to them. And yet still, nothing prevented them from the promises to Abraham from God, because God always remembers. So we will be in discussing for your spiritual enrichment and uplift, God remembers. My special guest is here, awesome man of God. You are going to be blessed by his testimony, by his energy and his vibrancy and his commitment to Jesus, so much so that he has a gospel music ministry that is so anointed. We about to have church. Talk about man of God, Marlon McDaniels is here to bless us with his testimony as well as his music. Y'all know how we do things. I am going to bring him in. He's going to bless us with some strong, powerful words that's going to be in our spirit so much. And then he's going to saturate us with some good gospel music. And we're going to be just so filled and so energized that we're going to go run tell somebody about Jesus Christ being the Savior of the world. So listen. We will have that word of inspiration recorded because it's in my library, and I have so many committed spoken word gospel artists that are encouragers, that are people of enlightenment, that we will have word of inspiration. So I'm going to let Holy Spirit decide who is going to bless us with words of encouragement on Word Up. So why don't you go ahead and call your family members, call a friend. You could call anybody that's in your spirit right now, be they neighbor, be they somebody on your job, be that family member that you know needs a good word of encouragement, because we are about to do this for our God. We are going to give him praise. We're going to give him adoration. We're going to give him everything that's just due on this fire gospel experience. We've already had prayer. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for coming in such a beautiful, peaceful, yet powerful way to light the fuse that's about to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire. Fire, fire, fire. Down there in the Sunshine State of Florida. So I'm going to find out about this man of God, what motivates him, what moves in his spirit, and I'm going to let him break it down how we will know that we are in our season, because, you know, there's different seasons, and we need to understand that. So without any further ado, my pleasure to present to some and to introduce to everyone else my special guest for this fire gospel experience, man of God, Marlon McDaniels, is on this fire gospel experience. Yes, he is. Welcome,
praise
man
the Lord.
Of God, to praise him, because guess what? He's so worthy. Welcome to Fire Gospel Experience, dear brother. You set the atmosphere. I feel so much better about you letting us know about those seasons of life. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to my listening audience?
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ron. It's a pleasure to be here. And everybody, God bless you wherever you are. God bless you. I'm Marlon McDaniel. I love the Lord. I love to sing. I love to be in the presence of God. And I just believe in serving God with everything that we have. That's the reason why we're here. We're here to show his glory in the earth and to make a difference and to leave a positive imprint when we get out, when, before we leave here. So that's who I am. I'm a man that's about business, and mainly for God's business. I believe if we take care of his business, he'll take care of ours.
Won't he do it? Won't he do it? For real? Won't he do it?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
He's going to do that, man of God. I know we've been having conversations preparing for this opportunity to be on this Fire Gospel Experience, and you have shared how extensively busy you have been, not only in ministry, but as well as in your secular job. Because we all got to work for a living. We got to go out there and get it. Ain't nobody just giving it away. So why don't you share with us, man, some of the principles that you have learned to exercise to be able to deal with the stresses of life, be it family, be it ministry, or be it our jobs. How have you found some spiritual principles to help you balance it, everything that you have to do?
Wow. Well, you know, the word teaches us everything. And I thank God for being brought up in the church. I'm a church baby. My father was a preacher, so I've been in the church all the days of my life. Not boastfully, all the days. And we went all day. Yes, we did.
All day.
But, and of course,
right.
I was brought up in the, I was born and raised in the Church of God in Christ, so I'm a Kojic baby, and, you know, and so being taught in my, where I come from, we were taught integrity, we were taught to work diligently, and really taught to really discern, you know, the good from the bad. You know, and to be upstanding people. So those things have definitely come into my my professional life, because I'm one. I was saved in an early age, so I always wanted to be saved. I always wanted to do things
Amen.
The right way,
Amen.
So I could be a good example for people. You know, so in my business, I'm an independent insurance adjuster. So I thank God I work for me now, and so in doing so, I have
Amen.
To be on top of things. I've got to be on time. You know, so I've got to be where I'm supposed to be on time. I have deadlines to meet. I've got to get the things in, and they don't accept excuses. When you're the contractor, when it's your name on the line, there is no such a thing as an excuse. You know, unless you got sick or something like that, and that only goes so far. So you've got to be a man or woman of your word, and your word has to mean something. And just like Jesus said, as it is on earth, it'll be in heaven, you know. So your word has to mean something here if you want him to handle it up there, from up
it.
There on that side.
I love it. I love it. Amen. The reason that I say this and I ask you gifted people of God, be ye gospel artists, be ye ministers, be ye teachers, or whatever your spiritual vocation may be, is because a lot of times when we see, I guess you could say, the finished product, so to speak, we don't see the commitment. We don't see the early rising. We don't see the late nights. We don't see the physical exhaustion. We don't see the times when our patience has run out and we have to recall those Bible study lessons and those sermons and then ask Holy Spirit God to let that particular fruit of the Spirit, patience, endurance, temperance, whatever it may be, to rise up in us. So when you all speak to us about what y'all go through, that gives us more appreciation for who you are, the gospel artist, because when you get up there and sing, brother, that's all we see. But when you testify about how you have to deal with the things of life, just like we all do, we say, my God, this man is in ministry, this woman is in ministry, and yet and still they're holding down a regular job like us. They have family situations just like us. We don't always understand. So it's my pleasure to bring you gospel artists on, ministers and preachers on, so that we can go a little bit further with you and pray for you, not just sing and dance and shout with you, but we're going to put you on our prayer list because we understand that you all are probably going to extremes that many of us never have to go to. So, brother, I just wanted to extend that word of encouragement to you so that you can keep on keeping on what you're doing. And with that being said, you're welcome. With that being said, what word of advice would you give to others, be they gospel artists, be they ushers, be they deacons, or be they preachers and pastors, to keep moving forward in Jesus' name? What words, what life experience in Christ have you found also, not just business, but now we talk about ministry, because it's not just so much the human effort that we go through, but see, we have an invisible enemy called the devil that is always trying to set up traps to derail our ministry. What keeps you going, man of God?
You know, because I was blessed to make a commitment at a young age, growing up in this thing and being taught and trained well, I keep my eye on the end. You know, the prize is given to the one that endures to the end. And we have to learn to endure hardness as good soldiers, as choir members, as preachers, as ushers. I've served in all those capacities, and janitors, or whatever your area of ministry is. You've got to keep going, and you've got to stay the course, because there's no prize to somebody that jumps out in the middle. It's no prize to the person that gets tired and quits. The prize comes to the one that stays focused on what your goal is and being committed to your commitment. You got to let your yay be yay and your nay be nay. So if you say it, you got to stand on it, and you got to work through it. It gets hard. It gets tough. I know there are temptations to quit. There's people that are pulling on you here and there, but you've got to let integrity stand up inside of you, and hold fast to your confession and your commitment so that God can use you, so that you can make a difference. It's all about being able to make a difference. That's what we're saved for. That's what we're anointed for. That's why he rises up in us, not to make us stars, but so that we can give credit to the one who is the star. We've got to shine his light in dark places, and that is what we're here for. So stay faithful, stay your course, and keep getting yourself filled up so that you have something to give.
Amen. I know that's right, brother. I know that's right, because you're so right. I'm going to say this too, brother, because you tell us so much profound truth. If we were drowning and we reached out and grabbed either someone or something, we're not going to grab it like timidly. We're not going to grab it nonchalantly. Mm-mm. We're going to grab that thing, man, because we know our lives depended on it. See, people of faith need to grab on to our faith, because Holy Spirit God just gave that to me, because when you sang that song, Don't Let Go, we have to understand the more that we grab on our faith, the more it's going to strengthen our faith. You can write that one down.
Absolutely.
Use that. I won't leave it mine.
Absolutely. Well, and you know what? Let me tell you, even with that song was birthed in churches. Actually, we recorded probably like 4 days after it came to me. We were in church and somebody was being ministered to. And my musician was just playing some chords. And I just started singing those words. And the lady's mother came to me and said, is that song going to be on the album? And I said, well, that's not a song. And she said, oh, I was hoping that's going to be on there. I said, well, let's see if we can do something with it.
She was like, yes, that is a song. Amen. Amen. Now, listen, good brother, you was talking also about seasons, and we have so many different seasons. And it seems like it takes time and maturity in the ways of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for us to be able, when spring and summer is here, of course we're going to celebrate, because those kind of represent the good times, the harvest time. But you know what? Mm-hmm. When we mature in Christ, we know how to celebrate and praise God irregardless of the season. Tell us about the different seasons in life and how we need to prepare for every season so that we can be those bright and shining lights for Jesus.
Wow. Well, you know, in the good times, like you said, you celebrate, but you also put things away. You also store things up in the good times. And you prepare yourself for what is to come. We don't know when the cold is coming in the spirit.
No.
We don't know when the snow is going to fall in the spirit. But what you have to do is you got to exercise yourself spiritually. You got to exercise.
Right.
You got to get yourself in shape, because you can't do everything that you do in the wintertime in the summertime, or in the summertime in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to prepare yourself that way. You got to do like the ants and get your food and all that stuff prepared up. Well, even spiritually,
yes, Lord,
there are times of famine that come for us even spiritually. So you've got to get the word. You got to eat this word and drink this word as much as you can when it is in abundance, so that when times come, like now for a lot of people, there's a lot of people saying they can't find a good church. There's a lot of people that are saying that I can't, if I only have this, well, you've got to get it. You got to get it while the getting is good. And you've got to educate yourself spiritually and in the word, so that when you get into those lean times,
you have something
that you can stand on and something that you can draw off of,
Jesus,
so that you are not drawn away by every wind of doctrine.
Lord Jesus, you preaching, Doc. You preaching good. That's good, preacher. I appreciate that, man. Now, listen, I heard you say wow a couple of times. That's because that's how we talk on this Fire Gospel Experience. We're trying to break down the religiosity that covers so much of Christendom. We're trying to take it to the street level. We're trying to do what our Lord Jesus did. He went to those places that the scribes and the Pharisees thought was places of ill repute, but Jesus went there first, and then he went to the synagogue. And it wasn't no problem for him, because he told us, he said, look, I didn't come to save those who are healthy. I'm looking for the sick people. I'm looking for those that know they are in need of a healing, a savior.
Yeah.
So would you be so kind as to maybe talk to us church folks? Because you have a song that's entitled With All My Heart. And sometimes we can be in church so long. Like you said, we grow up in church. We get accustomed to the traditions. We know the format. We know the protocol. We know the language. We can sometimes maybe do what they did at that church at Laodicea, and they forgot their first love. How do we, man of God, how do we continue to give God all of our heart and not get complacent as we are following our Lord Jesus?
Well, and this is going to sound cliche-ish, and it is, but it's truth. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Let me tell you, it's not a day goes by that I don't cut a step in my apartment. Now, what do I mean when I say that? I'm not trying to film myself doing TikTok or nothing like that. But just sometimes just walking around here after I get through washing dishes, or just walking through my place and just realizing how God has blessed me, I just start jumping and leaping and just thanking God for what he's done. Even if it was just, you know, I got my hair cut the other day, and I'm glad that, you know, I did a good job. You know, it's just those things that we call little or huge to somebody that can't do it or somebody that can't access it. We have to make sure that we keep our relationship with God fresh. And just like with my music, I haven't heard my music in a long time, because I don't listen to me. I hear me all the time. So I don't have a need to listen to it unless I'm prepared to sing somewhere. And I'm like, how many times do I do this? But that, I don't listen to it all the time, because I need to keep it fresh, so that when I get up to minister, it's not mundane, and I'm not trying to do all the same runs and all the same licks that I did. So it's the same thing with us spiritually. We got to remind ourselves of the goodness of the Lord, and we got to take advantage of every opportunity that we have to recognize God's goodness and praise him for it. You know, and the more you recognize who God is and what he's done in your life, I guarantee you that'll beef up your love game with God. That'll beef up that closeness. You'll find yourself wanting to become closer to God. This is the problem that a lot of us have. A lot of us seek the approval of men more than the approval
Jesus.
Of God. We want to be around people that are living often against him. We're coming through so much in this world today that we live in.
Yes,
but, and I tell people all the time, we talk about counterculture. Living for God is the most counterculture thing that you can do, because everything around you is trying to pull you away from God, from the things of God, from living a holy and separated and sanctified life for him. But the more that we separate and detach ourselves from the world and turn ourselves toward him and draw closer to him, the stronger that love comes, the stronger that commitment comes.
Amen.
So
amen.
That's what I say.
Amen, amen. Listen, Doc, now you see why we call this fire gospel experience, because my man here, man of God, Marlon McDanielson, got all fired up for Jesus. He's ready to sing a song, and we're going to fix that part for you right here. Here's my special guest, man of God, Marlon McDaniel. He's going to help us understand what it means to give all your heart. I'm glad you said that, good brother, because that's what we talk about. First thing you said is remember, and our spiritual discussion is going to be on Psalms 105, 105th Psalm, verse 42, where we talk about God remembers. So you see what Holy Spirit God has just come in and put us in the right focus and the right alignment. Marlon McDaniels, man of God, singing with all my heart. That's what I want. That's what I want.
You have my prayer.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. As we just came back from the very throne of God, we went behind the veil with my special guest, man of God, Marlon McDaniels, singing that beautiful song With All of My Heart. And he just shared with us the things and the suggestions and some of the principles that he's used and still uses today, I'm sure, to make sure that his heart is still fresh, still pliable to do God's will. First of all, we need to remember, like he said, about all of the good things that God has done for us. Man of God, you just blessed us with your words of testimony. Is there anything in particular that you would like to share so that iron can sharpen iron? Because I'm always encouraging my brothers. I've written a book. Holy Spirit God has given me a book to write entitled The Man Code, Being a Man of Purpose on Purpose. So you being a man of God and myself being a man of God, can we speak to those men saved and unsaved with some words of wisdom and inspiration? Those of us that know God, to help encourage us to continue on. And there's some people listening to this broadcast that may not be saved. And they would benefit, I believe, greatly from whatever words of encouragement you would like to share.
Well, you know, I would say that one thing that we as men need to do is we got to learn to put pride aside. That is something that plagues us in and out of the church is our pride.
Yes, sir.
And I say every man needs to find mentorship. Every boy needs a mentor. Every man needs a mentor. And not a mentor that agrees with where you are, but can see where you're going and can help pull you along.
Yes,
I think that I'm often appalled when I see some of the connections that people have, because it's like you're with the wrong one. You shouldn't be with him, because the only thing that he's doing, like that girl saying that song, you don't bring me anything but down. He's not going to do anything. He ain't going to bring you anywhere but down. He's not going to take you up because his focus is in the wrong place. So find people. You've got to find people that are going where you want to go if they're not already there or haven't already passed that way. And if you're going to live this saved life, you cannot make it and truly. Because, again, it's not about the accolades that we get here. It's about hearing him say, well done. And in order to hear him say, well done, you've got to do it his way. So forget man's principles. You know, I've never gotten anywhere in life sucking up to anybody. I don't play that game. I wasn't taught that way, and I never wanted to be that way. I'm not a yes man, but I'm also, and I'm not a suck up either. And I don't put people down or any of that. But if I want to do something, I find out what the rules are, I go after it, and I make sure I do it God's way so that he's glorified in it. So find people that are going to push you closer to the throne rather than elsewhere.
Amen, amen. That's so true, good brother, because we got some false revelations while we was growing up about being a man. You know what I'm saying? If we fall down, scrape our knee, first thing somebody tell us is stop that crying. And so, I understand the principle of learning how to be tough in the middle of pain. But they never did give us permission to cry. They said, don't cry. But no one ever said you can cry. So a lot of us men are walking around here with underdeveloped, non-existent sometimes emotions when it comes to those characteristics that many of us look at as being feminine. No, it's not feminine to cry. It's a natural purging process. And I think also, too, Brother Marlon, I don't care if I stir the pot, I think that's what holds us back from being able to completely involve ourselves in corporate church worship, because we think some of these rituals of praise and worship is for the women folk, and we're supposed to just stand there and just be tough in the midst of the praise. What is it going to take for us to unlearn some of those false ideas that we have learned as little boys and grew up as men in the church as well as outside the church? I heard you say about speaking about a mentor, because you know what? The truth is that the majority of men that need to hear what you and I are saying now are probably not going to hear it. So we need to be able to pass it on to them however we find the opportunity to run into them. What would you say about helping us to come out of so many false ideas about male ego? Because you said it so much, pride. You said it so true. Pride is one of the number one culprits that get in our way.
Absolutely. You know, bro, I think that one thing is that, well, first of all, you got to wake up. Wake up. There's a lot of men that sleepwalking and walking around just on autopilot. And as you said, we a lot has come our way down through the years. It's been passed down to us. But, you know, the mark of masculinity is not smoking weed and grabbing yourself and having a 40 and being lewd. Yeah. That's not the mark of a man. The mark of a man is, living for God. You know, it's being a stand-up man. It's having integrity. It's being tough. Yeah, of course. We got to be tough. Got to have staying power. You got to be able to go through. But going through also doesn't mean that you have to walk around trying to prove yourself to everybody. I prove myself to nobody. I'm me.
Amen.
You know, I don't have to defend myself, you know, defend my honor. It's an attitude of the heart that has to be changed. And a lot of menfolk these days are stuck in bad situations because, again, perhaps the men from their past, the men that they have looked to have been men that were not on that right level that they needed to be. I'm trying to choose my words right wisely here. But they weren't on that right level. And because, you know, what you aspire to is what you're going to become. Change your mind and change your outlook and decide, okay, I want to do it differently. I say, men, be open. Be open to God. Open yourself up. Let him reveal himself to you. And it's okay to praise God. It's okay to lift your hand.
Amen.
It's okay.
Amen.
You know, it's okay to worship. It's okay to submit to God.
Amen.
It's okay
it
to
is.
Submit to
it
God.
Is.
In fact, it's only
it
right. Yeah.
Try say that part.
Yeah, it's only
and not
right
only
to
that,
submit to God.
Not only that, good brother, because the thing about it is that we wait until it's a drastic, dire situation before we can finally break through that stubborn, egotistical mindset that we grew up with. And what a lot of people don't understand, and they may understand if you're spiritually minded, is that a lot of this was strategically placed in this world system that we're living under. There's no coincidence that the majority of young men, young black men in particular, grew up without a father. There was a spiritual strategy against the family, against the head of the house, that if I can disable or remove the man from the family structure, the boy don't have nobody to show him what a man is. The boy don't have nobody to lead them to God. Like you said, we need God first. We don't have to wait until we get sick, about to go to prison. And there's another thing that you mentioned too. Being a man does not mean trying to sow your oats all over town. We don't have to brag about trying to see how many women we can conquer. And y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. Amen.
You know, so you have to where I think that's where some of that, what they call toxic, I hear people saying what toxic masculinity, I think that's where some of it comes from. Because it's tainted, it's corrupt. It's corrupt. Again, that's not what being a man is. That's not being a man. That's just being a tool.
Now listen to this reverse strategy that the enemy has put on us. There's things that's being said that all the good men are taking. That's not true. Some good men are being overlooked because a lot of women out there can't see the forest for the trees. Can't see the trees for the forest. And there is this thing about if a man is, they don't believe that men are abstaining. They don't believe that. And when they come across a Christian brother that's committed to keeping himself sexually pure, having learned the hard way, they will say things like, you must be gay. Now, isn't that just how the enemy will do us? Now, you want to try to prove to her you ain't gay to pull you into an illicit sexual relationship that displeases God. We have to be prepared to take insults and maintain our spiritual integrity, Brother Marlon.
we have to seek God's approval more than man's.
Amen.
Same thing.
Amen. Amen. You can talk about me. You can call me whatever you want to call me. I'll tell you in a minute. I said, look, I don't have to take this. I've been called worse than that by people better than you, so I'm not worried about it. But that takes spiritual maturity and seasoning to be able to take it on the chin. See, you may not get physically slapped on the face, but you may take an emotional and a mental slap on the face. So Jesus is saying, turn the other cheek to that too. I ain't got to worry about it because, look, I know who I am and I know whose I am. And those are some of the things that we have to hold on to. Good brother, you have a song titled Teach Me. Tell us about the origin.
Before you do that, let me add something. You said you've been called worse by other people. Well, guess what? We can turn that around to we've been called better by much better people as well.
Amen.
We've been called better by God. So forget what they say. Yeah.
Yes, sir. I'm gonna write that down. I'm gonna use that too because you're so right. That's the positive adverb to that. Amen.
Absolutely.
Brother, you have shared so much wisdom. I can see that you grew up in the church because your frame of reference, your language, your use of scriptures in a very appropriate way. See, we try to figure out how can I put scriptures into the conversation. You don't have to necessarily quote the chapter and verse or the book. You can just take the words and just put them into your common language, you know, without trying to quote or trying to sound real deep spiritually. And you said some encouraging things that I have held on to. Because I'm a student of the Bible. I'm a student of God's word, of his life. And you sing a song called Teach Me. Can you share some of the origins of that particular song?
Sure. I was actually reading the Bible one day. Somebody had posted a scripture on Facebook. I was at work. And I saw it, and I read it. And when I finished reading it, my eyes went back to the first word. And when I read it that time, the melody that you hear is what I heard. And I just started, you know, just kind of looking at it a little bit more. And as I was trying to put the song together, I realized as we're talking, this is a song to men. It's a song to men that we need to know God's way and we need him to teach us so that we don't go in shipwreck. We need to learn submission and we need to learn to hear from God.
Amen. You're so right about that. Amen. And here's man of God, gospel artist, Marlon McDaniels, sharing and suggesting to each and every one of us, Lord, please forever always teach me because we will always be learning.
Make me to know your ways, Lord. Teach me your path. Lift up my soul, my God, in you will I trust. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies exalt over me, for those who wait will triumph in your name. And keep me, oh God, let me not be put to shame. I take refuge in your name. Your integrity will always preserve me. In you I'll trust, for you'll never change. Your ways, Lord, lead me
Greetings, I am Lady V, founder of Praise Him More 24/7 commercial-free radio. Right now, you're listening to radio host Ronald E. Jefferson with Fire, the Gospel Experience. Acquiring from the words of the Hawkins Boys featuring Rance Allen, come along and get on board the joyful train for that ultimate gospel experience with Ronald E. and Lady V. Be blessed as well as be a blessing by sharing your experience and our biblical inspiration and gospel music. Again, with Ronald E. Jefferson, host of Fire, the Gospel Experience, and Lady V, hostess of Praise Him More. Playing the best in gospel music, let us return to Ronald E. and Fire, the Gospel Experience. Be blessed.
Yes, thank you so much, Lady V. The founder and creator of the network Praise Him More Media. So glad to have her as one of my kingdom collaborators. This is God's work. We about God's business. And my special guest is here. He's taking care of business, man. You have such a authentic music ministry. I just want to congratulate you on the work that you've done. Look forward to new music. Look forward to live presentations. I grew up in Detroit. I was born in the South. I had to come back to Arkansas, where I relocated back home to Pine Bluff, Arkansas. If you ever come near Dallas or Little Rock or Houston, I'm going to be looking for you, good brother. I might even go down to New Orleans. I haven't been down there yet.
I'm not in New Orleans now, but
no,
New Orleans
I said
is,
if you be out there on assignment.
Oh, if I'm there,
gonna be
got
out
you.
Ministering. I know you're gonna be out there.
Okay. Well, most definitely, I'll let you know. I haven't been doing a whole lot because of COVID, which is why the new music is not out yet. But but once it's a little bit more safe for us to do what we do, I'll be back out.
Uh huh. And you know, I'm glad you said that too, because you know, they talk about the vaccinations, they talk about mask requirements, they talk about social distancing, but yet and still, the Milwaukee Bucks in Game 7 in the NBA Championship, they had 17,000 people shoulder to shoulder, and then they had 60,000 people outside. And we have football stadiums are being filled, but yet still you're trying to tell me there's a virus. So I trust God in any and all respect, but God also tells us to use wisdom as well. So I understand what you're saying about the virus, but we get so many mixed messages about what is really going on, because I'm concerned that it seems like the COVID restrictions is getting kicked to the side when it comes to certain events, especially when they're talking about millionaire, billionaire dollars from these professional sporting events. But yet and still, we in the church are asked to sit 6 feet apart and wear a mask and all that. So I'm just going to continue trusting the Lord. And I believe that one day, good brother, our paths will cross, and then we'll be able to fellowship together. I want you to know I certainly will reserve a seat for you to come back to this Fire Gospel Experience whenever you feel that burning desire. Whether you got new music or not, I always enjoy a good, godly conversation. So I want you to know that you are more than welcome to come back. Before I let you go, good brother, is there any final words of wisdom that you would like to impart in our spirits?
Sure. I would just encourage everybody, you know, seek to do all you can for the Lord, and the rewards are limitless, you know, and everything you do, strive to be the best and to recognize that God is always watching, and that will keep us on the right path. So be the best you can at it. Educate yourself, strengthen yourself, save your money. and
that's right.
And don't spend frivolously, and you know, and be wise.
Right.
Be wise. So many people are getting caught up in stuff right now. Be wise. Be wise.
Amen.
Keep your wits about you.
Amen. That is so true, and that's so profound, and it's so sensible that sometimes it's so common that we can sometimes miss good plan. It don't even have to be godly wisdom. It could just be good wisdom. Because, like you said, man, we're not being discerning. We can be complacently satisfied and just think everything that come our way is supposed to be a good thing, as long as it's got a good trapping, as long as the icing is good, as long as the presentation seems to fit just what we're looking for, we'll fall for it without any type of discernment. So you're so correct, good brother. I thank you for those words of encouragement. I pray that you will continue to be blessed. I pray that you will continue to be fruitful in service in not just your music ministry, but in your overall life of discipleship to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Would you mind sharing your contact information so that those that may want you to come to whatever event, concert that they may be having, even if it's one of those Zoom concerts, would you like to share your contact information, telephone number, website, or what have you? And then, by all means, all of your social media contacts so that my listeners can continue to follow you on social media and support you there, as well as where can your music be downloaded. Because if it's anointed, I don't care if it came out last year, 10 years ago, or last week. If it's anointed, believe me when I tell you, Brother Marlon, I have conscientious, spiritually conscientious listeners that want to be uplifted and motivated, and they will support you.
Thank you. Thank you. That means a lot. And so thank you, and thank you to all of you that will reach out. You can catch me. My email address is real simple. It's singwithmarlon. My name is spelled M-A-R-L-O-N. So singwithmarlon@gmail.com. That's the best way to catch me if you want to reach out for events or things like that. Also, you can catch me on Facebook, Marlon McDaniels Music. Marlon McDaniels Music. On Twitter, it's Sing with Marlon. And on Instagram, it is Sing with Marlon also. Sing with Marlon.
Amen.
Also on Twitter. I mean, on Instagram. Yeah.
Amen. We got you, brother. We got you covered. Amen. Well, listen, man of God, it's been certainly my pleasure. You have just started my day off with a big spiritual bang. I want to thank you for that. I'm praying that God will continue to lead and guide you, cover you, keep you, bless you, and I believe he will. So whenever you're ready, good brother, I will reserve a seat for you. Even if I have to just call somebody and move some people around, I'll make room for you.
Wow, thank you. What a blessing.
Amen. It's a good
thing.
Well,
definitely. I'll be calling you.
Amen. God bless you. Man of God, gospel artist doing his thing. Marlon McDaniel is right here on this Fire Gospel Experience, and he certainly blessed us by being here. Amen. Amen. Yes, indeed. Hey, I know y'all probably thought we was through with that man of God, Marlon McDaniel, but I promise you we're not. We're going to let him take us back to the throne as he's singing about our God, the Most High, talking about Y-O-U. And that's you, God. We are talking about you.
You are the reason that I sing. You give me
heard my cry. You saved my life. You wiped the tears from my eyes. Rescued you. Come on and say this with me.
Sean Bledsoe, CEO of Bledsoe Records, speaker and promoter, and you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I am inviting all up-and-coming artists to contact me to take your gift, talent, and ministry to another level. You can contact me by phone at 870-318-6409 or email me at blessedso.promo@gmail.com. God wants you to do all that you can to bring him glory, and I want that for you as well. Until then, keep it tuned in and to Fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them all about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
I give you the glory for the rest of my life. Lord, I lift my hands to you in total sacrifice. I give you my worship and all of my praise. I surrender my life to you for the rest of my days. God, you get all.
You get all the glory. You get all the praise.
You get all.
You get all the praise.
Oh, 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 oh.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, Man on Fire. You are listening to the Fire Gospel Experience, where the fire is moving. Uplifting, unrestrained, and inspired by the word of God. And I pray that my song brings you into an encounter with the living God himself. So tune in and tell your friends and family about fire on this station.
Hey, the word of God is referred to as a sword. Well, don't just look at him. Get him out, use him. Take me out, take me out.
Hear the sound of my action. Once I'm displayed,
you're not to be messed with.
The flesh gets divided, slicing everything in sight. When you hear me cut the wind, it's time to start a fight. When I strike, something's missing, drawing blood is my gifting. Take a swing, things are shifting, raise me up, I'm uplifting. Get me out and stand your ground, let them know you ain't going down. Keep the swing, let them hear the sound, make them say you don't play around. I can be foul, written ink, but you think and cut them deep. Make them bleed, in the unseen, in the spirit of prayer, I leave a creep. Beast me still, yeah that's me, I'm designed to chop down trees. When I cut the air, you hear the breeze, I hold you down when you're under
Jesus. Use me, take me out, take me out.
Take the swing, let them know that Christ is king.
Use me, when you see me, when you see me.
It's not a game, not a game.
Raise me up and then take me.
Swing at will, allow the steel to pierce their soul. That's my goal.
Jedi or samurai, Miss Miyagi, Banzai.
Some try to resist the blade until you aim for their neck.
When you take the hit off a giant, they will show some respect.
Become a threat when I'm in your head.
When I land, I take off arms. Even if they catch the tip, they will remember the scars.
I'm not far with their reach. Move in for the killing. Drive me deep. Make sure there's blood on me before you lay down and go to sleep. Make it free, you gotta sweep. Speak the word, break the curse. Make the devil change his mind. Every time you speak a word,
the first this way, you let him know.
Show him that steel, be for real. Chop off both of his legs, stand back and watch him
squeal.
You need to use me.
Take me out, take me out.
Take the swing, take the swing. Let him know that Christ is king.
You need to use me.
When you see me, when you see me.
It's not a game, not a game.
Raise me up and then take me.
Steal the steel, chop off his head.
Stand on everything you said.
Remind him of his homies that he sent that you left for dead.
Spirit led, swing your sword.
Might as well go settle some scores. Demonstrate with two of those.
Better believe you'll be ignored.
Sword of the spirit is what you be.
Yes, indeed, it's the word of God.
Everyone lift up your sword.
Let them know you run with a squad.
Make them die to swing that wheel.
Make the devil tell you to chill.
It's not a game where you take it
in. Cause you're moving in for the kill.
Yo, let me be completely real with you. Let's quit swinging this sword at one another and swing it at the devil. I know some of y'all want to play, you know, let's find a false prophet or find a fake Christian. Let's quit being distracted by that stuff and let's go for darkness. That's for real. I'm out.
You heard the man of God. Man of God, Anthony Andrews, was in the house talking about, use me, Lord. I just want you to use me for real, for real. Thank you for that awesome word of God, taking this gospel message to the front lines. We don't mind. We'll go wherever Holy Spirit God leads us to go. It can be the hills. It can be the valleys. It can be the suburbs. It can be in the hood. It don't matter, because there's no shame in our Christian gang, because it's not a gang. We for real. We are at this point of the gospel celebration on Fire, the Gospel Experience, where you gifted, anointed, and appointed inspirationalists, encouragers, will come and bless us with words of inspiration on Word of Inspiration. I have here to bless us, woman of God, Monique E. Russell.
wants us to just be true to self. And that's a good word. Right there, right there.
One of my favorite quotes from Socrates says, "To thine own self be true." You know, fam, it is totally impossible for one's soul to be free if the individual is not true to self. You ask yourself, what does that really mean? See, situations come to test us on what we have agreed upon within ourselves on a daily basis. For example, you can say, well, I'm going to save some money this month. And then all of a sudden, you're attracted to something. That blouse you just can't live without that you saw in the store. Those shoes you just have to have, right? Or even that restaurant you always wanted to go to. What a coincidence, right? Right. Fam, let me tell you something. Anything that distracts you from moving closer towards your goal, it's only a sign you are definitely on the right track. You see, life is funny, and that is why our spirits, our hearts, and our minds have to be in line with God. Our flesh constantly fights our desire to live for Christ, and this is why we have to stay before God, so that we are not tempted. James 4:7 says, if we resist the enemy, he will flee. And that's point blank. You see, fam, when you are true to yourself, others will follow suit. They will respect your decisions and the things you value the most. Now, today, I need you to write three things down that you truly need to be true to. I need you to put them somewhere where you can see them and begin to say them out loud. Speak them into existence and watch them come to life. I love you all. I want you to be blessed. And one thing I need for you to do today, and that is to be true to thine self. This is your girl, Monique Russell, and this has been a moment of empowerment.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, woman of God. Monique E. Russell, I promise you, I was empowered. I feel better. And I'm going to go ahead and fearfully and wonderfully take a good look at myself all over again. Because if I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, then guess what? I'm made in the image that God wants me to be. So I need not be afraid, because if there's some adjustments that need to be made, I need to be one of the first ones, if not the first one, to go ahead and say, Ron E. Jefferson, come on, brother, you can do better. Thank you, woman of God, Monique Russell, again. I want to encourage all of you gifted speakers of word, inspiration, encourages for the body of Christ to reach out to me and share with me and be my special guest on this Word Up platform here on Fire, the Gospel Experience. And you can do like woman of God, Monique Russell, did. You can take your cell phone recorder and record that God breathe anointed 3 to 5 minute words of inspiration for Word Up, and then email that bad boy to ronaldjefferson1@aol.com. I'll get it, and then I'll put it in my library, and I will patiently wait for you to come onto this beautiful God anointed platform live. But until then, we'll take your recorded inspiration from God, and we will be blessed by it if it came out your very mouth the first time fresh from the throne of heaven. You're tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience. We about to get shook all the way up with the son of the soul reviver. About to go straight to church. I told y'all, we'll go to the hood and we'll go back to the old school. It don't matter, because Jesus gonna get all of our praise.
Oh! Good God Almighty! This is some music up here.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I've been shook. I've been shook. I've been shook by the hand of God. Amen. Goes right there. Sounds of the Sons of the Soul Revivers. They just shook us all over the place. Amen. Goes right there. We are being blessed, and we would like to encourage you in a word from the book of Psalms, talking about 105th Psalm and the 42nd verse, where it says, it reads, and I'm reading from the NIV version of Holy Scriptures, "For he remembered his sacred promises to Abraham, his servant." We who are the true believers to the Most High God have to periodically remember the holy word of God and all of his precious promises. Yes, yes, they are precious. Yes, indeed, they are very precious. And what makes them so very precious to each and every one of us is that they are without restraint, regret, measure, expirable, timely, and always for our good. If you fully obey the Lord, your God, and carefully follow all his commandments I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on the earth. Words spoken by the prophet Moses in Deuteronomy 28:1. And Deuteronomy 28:2 says it more complete. All these blessings will come on you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. If, capital I-F, if. And how did God bless the children of Israel when Moses spoke those words to them in the midst of their 40-year wandering in the Sinai desert? Verse 39 tells us he spread out a cloud above them to shield them from the burning sun and gave them a pillar of flame at night to give them light. They asked for meat, and he sent them quail and gave them manna, bread from heaven. He opened up a rock, and water gushed out to form a river through the dry and barren land. Amen. I didn't say sprinkle. I didn't say stream. I said river. So because we are earthbound creatures, God first provides to our physical needs as a demonstration of his remembering his own promises of care and concern. Have you ever tried to share Jesus to a hungry man or woman? How did that go? It's one thing to say that we care and that we will do this and that, but it's an altogether different thing and story when we go from notion to motion. Amen. We serve a God that does not make empty promises or declarations. We can count every promise of God as a sure thing. You want to know why? Well, I'll tell you why. Because Numbers 23:19 reminds us God is not human that he should lie, not a human being that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? This is the part where doubters, skeptics, and naysayers jump in and say, well, if God is so loving and caring, then he must have forgot about the homeless, the widows, and the orphans. Man, what are you talking about? God has regulated the human matters concerning all peoples into the hands of mankind. So when there is inequality, neglect, and suffering, we should attribute these inhumanities to ourselves and not God. Genesis 1:28 says, God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground. Now, when the Almighty said, because he remembered, to Adam and Eve to subdue the earth, he, in effect, was designating mankind as the governor of his, talking about God's earth, as the landlord. That's us. We're just landlords. We're just taking care of God's creation, overseers, if you will. All was already provided for all people to fruitfully enjoy the resources of the earth. Everything that we needed was right here. Amen. God had already provided it. Yes, he did. So what we need to understand is that greedy people decided they wanted more and more of what God had provided and simply were not willing to share. Remember the rich man, Luke 12 and 18? Then he said, this is what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones. And there I will store my surplus of grain. Didn't say nothing about him giving to the needy. Didn't say nothing about him sharing with his neighbor. He said, I'm going to build another barn bigger than the ones I already got, and I'm just going to keep it all to myself. There are two major factors about God remembering regarding our overall well-being and spiritual edification is this. Matthew 6 and 25. Our Lord Jesus said, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life and what you shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat and the body than raiment? Verse 32 surmises it all when our Lord Jesus said, for all after these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. Yes, yes, God remembers. God already knows because he remembers. We are sometimes being used by God as his faithful stewards, doing whatever hard times we face. The questions are you and I still letting our lights shine, or are our circumstances dimming our faith? God will take care of his own, but beloved, it's in his time. So hold on to your faith in God, for he is our strength and our redeemer. And the greatest of all that God remembers for us is this. Jeremiah 31 and 34 says, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Hallelujah. Praise goes right there. God not only knows and remembers us in our earthly dwelling and existence, but God has remembered to prepare us an eternal resting place with him in heaven. John 14 and 2 says, in my Father's house are many mansions, says our Lord Jesus. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. That's y'all stuff right there. So grateful that God is not like us, who are at times subject to forget those things that we need to remember. Our God never forgets us. God always, always, always remembers us. And aren't you glad about that? Oh, Jesus, I promise you, I know I am. You tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience, where we are giving you that real good, 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 sanctified word of encouragement so that you'll have something in your spirit to carry on with you long after this broadcast has ended. Amen. Goes right there. Lord Jesus, thank you, thank you, thank you. We will always trust in you. We will always believe that you will do what's best for us in every situation. We will not fall. We will not falter. We will not lay our faith aside like I've heard some people say, I'm going to put my religion down. No, sir. We are so grateful for this new life that we have in Christ. This man of God, Tracy Randall, singing about this new life that we have in you, God. We praise you. We honor you. We thank you. Hallelujah.
I'm God's girl, Jean Turner, certified health coach, registered nurse, minister, warrior, author, inspirational speaker, and media personality. You are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I am inviting you to contact me for health coaching, mentoring, and empowerment with my podcast ministry, Health Chat with Coach Jean, on Thursday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Positive Power 21 Radio. And check out my books, The Spirit of a Warrior, Jean's Self-Care Journey Through Chemotherapy, and His Story, Her Story, God's Glory, available on my website, www.spiritofawarrior.life. And for further information, feel free to reach out and contact me on Facebook, Spirit of a Warrior Fierce Fighters page, or email me at spiritofawarrior.life@gmail.com. God wants you to do all that you can to bring Him glory, and I want that for you as well. Until then, keep it tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you renewed strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station, because it's all about kingdom building.
Come on, put those hands together. Come on, put them together. Jonas runs, let's go.
There has been days when it seemed like my world was full of rain. Yet there was
suffering over a broken relationship. Everybody in bondage waiting on closure that may never come. I want to talk to every divorcee, every person whose friends or family have turned their back on them, every pastor who has suffered loss in your ministry. Don't you lose another night's sleep. Don't you shed another tear. Through and by the grace of God, say this with us.
Take it day by day. His grace is
I'm Clarita Haddon Jackson, and you're listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience with Ron E. Jefferson, where the fire is moving, it's uplifting, an unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I pray that my music will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Keep it tuned in and bless your family members, your friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about the kingdom.
So good. You are just so good. We give you praise, dear God. We give you honor, God. We give you glory. Come on, Clarita Haddon. Come on with that encore of the light.
Darkness and blurry sky. got me, I know. Here and now you won't let me down.
But when the world try to knock me down,
you leave me with a broken mind.
I close my eyes and see a cloud.
Lord, tell me what's this about it, you know. The heart's a man, it's dark and thin.
A very lost soul with no fighting chance.
The world haunts
a man, becomes a man. I'm friends.
When shadows cast upon the eyes, use your reflection.
The light, Most High God. There is no brighter light than our God. Thank you, woman of God, giving you a double dose of woman of God, Clarita Haddon Jackson, on this Fire Gospel Experience. I keep telling y'all, Holy Spirit God is the overseer of this ministry, and he said, bring her back for encore, and that's just what I did. I want to thank my special guest, man of God, Marlon McDaniel, for coming in with so much provocative, intelligent, spiritual encouragement that you blessed our soul. Thank you so much also, too, woman of God, Monique D. Russell, for your recorded word of inspiration. I just want to leave you all with this thought, with a final word of inspiration. We're not human beings having a spiritual experience. We're spiritual beings having a human experience. Remember what the Lord told Jeremiah before you were in the womb? I knew you. So that means we were already in existence before we put on these flesh bodies. And guess what? God knew us. I want to thank you all. Pray God will keep you, bless you, cover you, keep you. You can always tune in to my archives on Facebook, Ryan E. Jefferson, as well as Twitter account, Ryan E. Jefferson 60. I want to thank y'all for tuning in. I pray you be blessed. I want to leave you all with man of God, Jeremy Wilder, because God remembers you. So guess what? He's a God that you can trust. Y'all be blessed in Jesus' name.
Serve a God I can trust. Let's go. I serve a God I can trust.
can lean on you, I can depend on you.
So I cast my care, I cast my fear.